Kayla Conwitz, the first Wisconsin Badgers softball player ever to be named a first-team All-American, got off to a great start in 2020. In the 24 games before the COVID shutdown, the 2019 Big Ten Player of the Year was leading her team with a .406 batting average with 7 homers and 14 RBIs and 11 runs scored. The 5'10 senior out of Salem, Wisconsin was hoping to lead her team to a fourth straight NCAA appearance, but the 2020 season was scrapped because of the COVID pandemic. Hello, everyone. I'm Greg Stewart, and welcome to Sports and Commentary Today. The show is sponsored, as it is every day, by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can find us on the web anytime for all the info you need and a connection to give right there to support the show at WWIB.com. Kayla Conwitz is here to talk about this lost season in 2020. So you guys were 14-10, Kayla, had made the trip south and the trip west to the warm weather, and then the season was shut down. 14-10, just, you know, barely above 500, but were you feeling like the team was starting to come along and was going to build some momentum at that point?
I was actually super excited about where we were as a team. We had finally worked through, I wouldn't say like bumps, but I would say like every team, every season, each new season, everybody's got to find out and come to accept their new role on the team. And I think we were at that point, and even before we had reached that point, we had beat teams like Oklahoma and given teams like UCLA and some of those other big teams a run for their money. And we weren't even in our best shape yet. So I had no question that we were going to do great things last year. So obviously that makes it hard, but it's super encouraging. And, like, I don't know, I cling to, like, we were having a great season, the senior class. We tried to do everything that we could, like, for the underclassmen, like, with all the abrupt ending and stuff like that. But I wouldn't have been surprised if we would have took the Big Ten title that year. We were just, things were clicking, and it was just kind of unreal.
Mm-hmm. NCAA, Kayla, offered another year of eligibility to spring student athletes, but AD Barry Alvarez said, thanks, but no thanks for softball. And that means that five of your senior teammates are essentially out of clock on their careers. So how did you feel about Barry's decision there?
I think as a ball club and at the University of Wisconsin, we support whatever decisions Barry makes. He does so much for us and tries so hard to, like, do anything he can for us. And so we have I don't know if you'd call it a mantra, but it's called One Team at UW. And so we, as an athletic department, say we are one team. And so always having each other's back and stuff like that. There's so many different ways that a situation like this could go, right? And so I think he's trying to make the best decision for, he knows that the University of Wisconsin is an incredible university, and he knows that we have received a incredible education here, and I think he's just looking out for our best interest. There were no harsh feelings, at least by me, because I think that he was truly looking, like, he didn't do it, like, what made me happy is, like, if he was doing it for the money, he would have let us do it, you know, because, like, we would have been one of the best softball teams that Wisconsin had ever seen if we got to bring all of our seniors back. Like, we were finally clicking and stuff like that, and I think Barry making that decision was looking out in our best interest. And, of course, like, it's not, like, what some people wanted to hear, but I think ultimately, like, I can probably speak for the rest of the senior class as well. They have moved on and are already impacting new lives. So it was like, it was almost like time for them to move on. Like, Wisconsin softball helped them become great leaders, helped them become great at the intangible skills that not athletes, people who aren't athletes, don't necessarily have the luxury of saying they have at a job interview, but people from our senior class, a great group, and they're already making a difference within the new roles that they've assumed.
Mm-hmm. So you think Barry's ultimate reason was, you know, to avoid a log jam, traffic jam with all these incoming freshmen, and you got the five seniors, and then all of a sudden you got more players than you can handle, and you're not giving the freshmen enough playing time, developing them. Is that, you think, the reason that he said no to the extra year of eligibility?
I'm honestly not sure. I think a bit of it has to do with the fact that their college career is supposed to be 4 years. All but me, because I was trying to see if I could play another year because of my previous injuries, everybody else had graduated. And so it's really like they're just putting on hold the rest of their life until, like, they were to find out what was going to happen next. And I think since there were so many unknowns, Barry didn't want to, like, have anybody hold themselves back because of their love of the sport. Like, a lot of people's identities are wrapped up in who they are as a softball player, basketball player, whatever it may be. And I think Barry made the hard decision for us to say, like, hey, it's probably, like, you got your degree, it's probably, like, time to move on.
Well, that's what you are choosing to do, even though you could have had at least another year of eligibility, maybe even two with a medical redshirt season thrown in there. But you're going to hang up the cleats. And let's discuss that next time as we are out of clock ourselves here on the show today. Kayla, if we can get you back, we'll talk about that tough decision to retire from college softball for you. Appreciate you being here, and we'll talk again on the next show, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.